Good afternoon. Welcome to today's open forum. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Quite a bit of news today. I'm going to cover a few topics briefly. I don't want to get too deep into them because you have heard most of it already. But some of it I'll present with a little commentary. As you know, now it is found out that Russia has not been planning to invade the Ukraine. It has been a psychological operation on the American people, the people of the world. The Russian people have never bought into it. Business has continued as normal. But now you have the... Her name is Maria Zakharova, and this is out of, part of what I'm going to read today is out of whatdoesitmean.com. Not everything. Maria Zakharova, she's foreign ministry. She declared this morning, within the last 20 hours, February 15th, 2022, will go down in history as the day Western war propaganda failed. The West has been shamed and destroyed without firing a shot. The narrative has been for the last roughly 2 months, Russia was preparing to invade the Ukraine. And actually, the Ukraine would be much better off if Russia invaded and got rid of all of the American-backed personnel in the government and the personnel that is being supplied United States military weapons directly through the United States, indirectly by other nations, or directly by other nations also, England, Canada, NATO nations, that are being pushed, the NATO nations are being pushed by America, by England, to press Russia into conflict. As I've stated many times, Russia is not going to be pushed into conflict. Like I've stated many times, for the Christian audience and the non-Christian audience, there are prophecies about Russia in Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39, 580-90 years before Christ was born, Ezekiel said there would be at the end of the world a great nation that lived in an area called Magog, an area where the children of Meshech and Tubal would live. These were ancient families in the area of Magog, and there would be a spiritual power, Gog, that would rule spiritually Russia. And I stated many times, and the reason I'm continuing to present this is because of the new audience coming in, to keep them up to date, and to rehearse with the audience that has heard this before, doing exactly what Moses said to do to the children of Israel once a year, rehearse the Passover. Russia has to be great for her prophecies. Her prophecies are to get a group of nations, to protect these nations, to be a commander, a director to these nations, not to fight America and the NATO nations and the European nations. But Russia's destiny involves invasion of the Middle East with these other nations. Iran, specific prophecies about Iran, Ethiopia, Libya. The Ukraine is involved. Turkey is involved. Germany is involved. Russia is supposed to be a protector of these other nations. Protect them from who? The United States of America, the West. Specifically, one group of people, the Pilgrim Society agenda, the Pilgrim Society, secret society out of London, out of England, and out of New York City. It is Pilgrim Society that has been orchestrating this whole thing. They orchestrated Vladimir Lenin, or they trained Vladimir Lenin, and they orchestrated the invasion in the Bolshevik Revolution. They're trying to do it again from the West with the Ukrainian Revolution. It's not going to happen. And, like I've stated before, to fulfill the prophecies of Russia in the time in which we live, there had to be someone that would take Russia, bring Russia back from communism, bring Russia economically to be a world power, militarily. Look at the military might of Russia presently. The Zelensky of the Ukraine and other members within the Ukrainian government have stated here in the last 2-3 weeks, if Russia wanted to invade any city in the Ukraine, they could do it in less than a day. They know how powerful Russia is if she decides to move. They're very aware that Russia has been practicing these war games in Belarus, in surrounding areas, in the Black Sea. In a second, in a minute, in a day, it would be over. But Russia must fulfill her ordained prophecies. And we're going to continue with that when we get back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Jump Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
The P.E. Gun Show, February 12th and 13th, has two giveaways, an AR pistol from Modern Arms and Optics, and a 12-gauge semi-auto from GB Survival. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Located at 1840 Greeley Mall in Greeley, Colorado. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clouds?
And there's one who cannot lose. And it just so happens, this time around, it is not Dick Nixon, Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., Barack Obama, Bill Clinton. There was a time when these guys, to a great degree, couldn't lose. They had their time. But this time around, it's Vladimir Putin, because Vladimir Putin must make Russia great. And the way Russia will be destroyed when she invades the Middle East, then Russia's army, five of the six, or one-sixth, will make it out. And then God is going to judge the land of Russia and surrounding areas. And one thing that Ezekiel said, people don't believe in God, and maybe they do believe in God. The devil worshipers, they believe in God. If they believe in God, the rest of society should believe there's a God also. But God says that he is going to use Russia, and the whole world is going to know God's presence is going to cause the world to wake up to a great degree. The world did wake up in World War I and in World War II. I should say America. America did wake up in World War I, became even a more fervent Christian nation. And in World War II, another time where America was a fervent nation. As far as Christ, during the Depression, man-made events, during the time of Vietnam War. But once again, God is going to make his presence known when he destroys Russia. That's just the beginning. Russia's destroyed about 7+ years before Armageddon. Why do I say that? Because in Ezekiel it says that, how does this going to tie in today's program with Russia and the Ukraine? You're going to see in just a second. It says in Ezekiel that once the war is finished, when Russia, Iran, and these nations invade Israel, there is going to be enough supplies to fuel the industry, whatever it is that Israel is going to need for 7 years, it will be there on the battlefield. It'll be in trucks, rubber, bullets, guns, nuclear. I know there's going to be some nuclear capabilities. When Russia comes and these nations come, they're going to stockpile Israel. They're bringing, it's just like we are preppers. Most in this audience are preppers, prepping for the future. And you have to go to these different locations to buy whatever it is you are going to store. Well, God is going to let Russia and these nations come to the Middle East, to the area on the east side of the Jordan River, and bring a stockpile of anything that Israel is going to need for the next 7 years. But this is 7 years after Russia's destroyed. So many Christian people in the Christian world believe that when Russia is destroyed, that is Armageddon. Nope. Armageddon doesn't occur until 8 years, possibly 7+ years after the Russian war. But going back to Vladimir Putin, This man has done everything, I believe, under the direction of the sovereign hand of God to make Russia great, to make Russia powerful, to make Russia a nation that will stand up against the globalist plans of the Pilgrim Society. The Pilgrim Society in England and in New York City, they're going to have their way eventually, but they're always pushing to try to get ahead of God's timetable. See, there is a, in the Bible, for those that are not Christian, there's going to be a 7-year period of time of hardship. And to start that 7-year period of time of hardship, Antichrist, as we would call him in the West, or the King of America, as Israel will know him, has to sign an agreement with Israel. And that agreement is basically, he promises not to invade and occupy Israel. For 3.5 years of that 7-year period, he'll agree. He won't invade Israel. But in the middle of that 7 years, he will break his promise. This 7-year period of time that's coming is close. But we're watching the globalist plans of the West were introduced by Cecil Rhodes to the aristocracy in Europe and in the United States so that they could control the Western world, the West, America, Canada, England, Europe, Australia, New Zealand. And they have accomplished that. So I want to go back to the foreign minister out of Russia. She states that the West has been destroyed without firing a shot. And again, she stated that February the 15th, 2022 will go down in history as the day the Western war propaganda failed. According to her, the West had been shamed and destroyed without firing a single shot. Over the weekend, White House's National Security Advisor John Sullivan stated that his sources and the gathered intelligence of America's lying military operatives suggested a major military action would begin any day now. And he said that this included the coming week before the end of the Olympic Games. Well, he is incorrect. He would like it to be so, but he is incorrect. He is a part of the propaganda machine, will always be. He won't repent. Now, Russia, this has been a year where Russia, in spite of all the economic hardships and threats by the United States, NATO, and Europe nations, their budget has been, they've had a windfall of $65 billion this year. And their oil prices have only been $44 a barrel, while the world prices are at about $100 a barrel. And it says that Russia has been selling the average of 202,000 barrels of oil to America every day during 2021. So the incompetent president or leader shuts down oil and gas as he was commanded. He was told what to do. He shuts down oil and gas drilling operations here in the United States, and then America starts buying 202,000 barrels of oil a day. That turned out to be 11,110,000 gallons of oil a day. You know those big tanks that sit around some of the cities that hold water systems? Those are about 2 million gallons. So let's say about 5 to 6 of those a day. And that oil, when it comes into the U.S., is it coming to the market for the American people for fuel for their vehicles? No. Most of it is ending up in the military or government storage. It's not going to support or help the American people. So Vladimir Putin is making Russia great economically. Then also, with the military might of Russia, presently, she's supposed to be a guard to the nations that are going to invade the Middle East with her. Militarily, she's going to be very powerful. Vladimir Putin has made Russia militarily strong. The EU nations, for the last month and a half, as I've been presenting what's happening in the Ukraine, have done everything possible, knowing that if there is war, they're the ones that are going to suffer. They're the ones that are going to pay the price. Not going to be the United States of America. It's going to be England. It's going to be Germany. It's going to be all of the European nations, because they buy Russian gas. And the Ukraine, these people are fools, the government. But the government is being told what to do. The direction that the Ukrainian government, they are following, they are in their governments. There are the American CIA intelligence agencies telling them what to do. It's a psychological operation. It is a military CIA operation. The CIA is telling them what to say, what to do. Who's going to profit should they go to war? Military-industrial complex, American companies that may be hired, and the Western corporations that will go in to rebuild these nations. So militarily, economically, and then politically, with what just happened, Russia has a great victory with some of the NATO nations, a great political victory with France. France is not pushing for war within the Ukraine. Germany is not pushing for war in the Ukraine. Germany basically told Biden that they're not going to send arms to the Ukraine. This was a political victory also. Why? Because it has to happen. Because Russia has to be great for the coming war that she's going to fight in the Middle East. And she's already got a toehold in Syria, and so does America. We'll be right back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, HNC1360.com.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Last Friday, Jake Sullivan hinted of a phone conversation that he might have, that Joe Biden possibly would have with Vladimir Putin within a 24-hour period of time. And there was a phone call scheduled on the 12th, which was Saturday. And what was the phone call about? Greetings? Greetings, Vlad. How's everything going? No? Joe had a need. There was something that Joe needed from Vladimir. But it wasn't necessarily a ceasefire or an end to the psychological PSYOP operation that Russia was going to invade the Ukraine. No, it was something different. During the time of the George Bush administration, Sr., there was a CIA director. And his name was Burns, CIA Director Burns, and William Burns. Well, William Burns has had a good relationship with Vladimir Putin and the Russian government. Joe Biden requested that Burns give Putin a call and ask for this talk. Why? The Biden administration, there is no one that will talk in the administration that will basically talk to Putin. But it was going to be a highly classified discussion, and Director Burns said that there was a top secret national emergency declaration signed by Joe Biden. The national emergency declared specifically was related to the American Chemical Society. and the designation was endangered element. The endangered element is known as helium. Now, this endangered element in the article, it states that the world's largest known reserves of natural gas with high levels of helium are found in Siberia, where Russian natural gas giant Gazprom is building a massive new production facility. Joe Biden sent an urgent letter last week requesting this phone call over the weekend between Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden. And the reason is because after 70 years of production, the world's largest source of helium, the U.S. National Helium Reserve in Amarillo, Texas, has dried up. So we're out of this endangered element. Now let's talk about helium. It comes with natural gas, and the reserves in this country dried up. Does this mean possibly there's going to be a forced return to drilling once again in areas of this country that have traces or have been known to have helium? Well, helium's not that important, but you know, whenever you have a party, you've got to get those kids the balloons that, you know, you let go of the string and it's going to go to the ceiling. This is out of oilprice.com. How a helium shortage could crash the internet. Without helium, Netflix cannot stream movies and shows to televisions around the world. Without helium, Google can't support the 6.5 billion searches made each day. Apple can't produce the millions of iPhones and Apple Watches that so many fanatics die for, according to oilprice.com. The largest source of this commodity, the U.S. National Helium Reserve in Amarillo, Texas, has finally dried up. It's one of the best options in the world for cooling the equipment needed to keep the world as we know it running. It includes diagnosing health problems with MRI machines, fiber optic cables for the internet, building the world's most popular electronic semiconductors, and keeping trillion-dollar businesses in operations, supercomputing, and data centers. This is the whole military-industrial complex. This is all of the 3 to 26-letter intelligence agencies. And the price of helium just went 100 times more valuable than natural gas. So some of the helium is in Alberta, Canada, and just a small portion of Montana. So are we going to allow drilling to once again begin? Because, you know, you can get helium after you drill these wells, but also you're going to have natural gas, and some of the wells will probably have and produce oil. Now, you know that Google, building this great big center in Boulder, Colorado, high tech. And in Boulder, there at CU, up on the hill at NCAR and NOAA, they have to have their computers. If their computers go down, they cannot control the weather. If their computers go down, NextRad is not going to be able to steer the hurricanes or tornadoes or bring in droughts. So maybe it'd be good that the computers go down. Now, We'll go to another part of the article. You know, we've been talking about this matter of... I just had to scratch out a few notes here. The Central Asia is a new Middle East. And the America and the European nations, especially England, they know the next prize, as far as resources, naturally, is Central Asia. The great prize is Russia. Russia has about $65 trillion worth of natural resources untapped. This is why the British have always wanted, hoped to, in some way or another, control Russia. It's too vast for the number of people in England, just not realistic. We'll be right back with Rob Bridges.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's five total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would've been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
So Central Asia is a big prize right now for the West. Central Asia is the big prize that is being protected by Russia. Central Asia is the great prize for China. China wants to move into Asia, Central Asia. Because once they can get into Central Asia, it will become China West. No nation will be able to mess with them. No nation will stop them. Once they get Central Asia, China will have all of Asia, including right to the Atlantic Ocean. China will have to jump over the little channel there to get into England. No problem. China has the money to build a bridge, not under the tunnel, a tunnel under, but a bridge over. We are witnessing the end of the world scenarios prior to Christ's return. Scenarios where things are, the world is beginning to become shrinking. What was one time a massive, huge world is now just a small hop on a plane in Denver. You're in L.A. in a little over an hour and a half, just under 2 hours. You can be within 18 hours, you can be anywhere in the world. But everyone is looking, all these nations are looking at Asia. A lot of natural resources there. Now, what's happening in the Ukraine is in the eastern Ukraine, the Ukrainian government is bombing the people within the areas, in the subdivisions, in the just attacking the people there. Why? I'm trying to think of the right word. I don't have it. Because they're Russian. They're loyal to Russia. They live in the Ukraine, the boundaries of the Ukraine, but they are Russian. They've been Russian for centuries. They love Russia. Well, they're being bombed. Who is giving them the munitions to bomb these little housing areas? The United States and other countries. Who's directing it? Who is helping the Ukrainian government to pick the areas that need to be bombed? Do not think that the CIA isn't involved. This is part of a strategy. CIA is really a private organization. It's a private military of the powerful people in the world. It's a military that protects all of the industries, corporations internationally. One of the greatest militaries ever in the history of the world is the American, not the Navy and the Marines. Yes, they are part of the American government, but the CIA, their operations, use the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Coast Guard, the Air Force. They use these government agencies as their own. But the CIA is the one that really has the power. I know that when they were put together in World War II, before World War II, the people that were directing them, I have to go right back to the Rockefellers, these people that are the aristocracy in the United States, and also those in Europe, in England, and generally they were all members of the Pilgrim Society. So we're seeing another CIA operation, but this time it's failing because they are fighting the prophecies of God with Russia. You cannot fight God. When God wants something to occur, it's going to happen. You can try to stop it, but you can't stop it. Germany had plans and had the way to take over the world. They had a German society in South America, German society in Africa, German society in the Far East, the great German society in Europe, a German society in the United States of America. You had one of the internment camps right here between just north of Johnstown and a little bit east toward Greeley. So the Germans were pretty much global to a great degree. But the Bible stated that Germany would not be the nation to take over the world and be the head and the power of a new world order, of a global system. It would be the United States of America. It wouldn't be England. It wouldn't be any other nation. It had to be the United States. And right now we are watching the United States moving into different areas. They have continued and have been doing this for a century. They're going to eventually be, we will as a nation be successful. But that will be just another indicator that we are at the end, in the end of the world times, and that very shortly Russia is going to be forced to go to the Middle East. And once Russia is destroyed, then America is going to begin the conquest of the world. But not just yet. We'll be right back. The Present Truth.
Friday, February 25th at the Immortal Bar in Johnstown, Colorado. Still They Ride, tribute to Journey. With special guest, Asha Blaine. Tickets are available at theimmortalbar.com or stilltheyridebandcom.
We are Still They Ride.
How would you like to get a free IRS deduction, possibly saving hundreds of dollars on your taxes, and do something good? If you've got an old car, you can donate it to help veterans. It's a pain to try and sell a car yourself. So, pick up your phone and make a free call to Veteran Car Donations. They'll come and get your vehicle within a few days for free and give you a receipt to use for your tax refund. Of course, check with your accountant for details. Now is the perfect opportunity to help veterans and get rid of an old car. Veteran Car Donations will come and get it for free. We only ask for 2 minutes of your time right now on the phone to get the whole process started. So please help the vets and make this free call now.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
And welcome back. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. And then on Sunday, that's for the Present Truth. Then on Sunday from 9 to 12 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And then the hosts and the programs throughout the week are streamed always. On the podcasts for these programs, on the hosts on the weekend during the week, 1360khnc.com. To the podcast section and to the programs available. Quite a few. You're going to spend a lot of time listening, but they're there. And with what just happened with Russia in the Ukraine, what just happened today, now we're going to start seeing we're going to be able to focus more on what is happening in Syria. There's quite a bit happening down in Syria. like I stated, I think, yesterday, America, Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama, wanted to invade Syria. One of the ways in which, and one of the plans, was to fund ISIS, to create ISIS, Islamic terrorists, to train them, provide military, any type of military hardware for them, and it could not have been done without the help and the direction of our CIA, which they did train, they did give them their assignments to continue to cause tension and political upheaval in Syria to try to overthrow Bashar al-Assad. Bashar al-Assad is in the Bible. He is the president of Syria. And Russia has been protecting him because Russia has a large Orthodox, Russian Orthodox group in Syria. Bashar al-Assad has been allowing the religious groups, he's tried to allow them to worship as they please, whether they be Islamic or Christian. But Obama, his plan was to overthrow Syria because America needs a port in the Mediterranean. And the prophecies of Syria are going to come to pass also about the time that Russia decides to invade the Middle East. But Russia at this point has to be a guard, a protector of Syria. From who? Not Israel. From America. Bashar al-Assad, I think, will be there as the president of Syria. They keep voting him in until he will be there, until this great, another war, initial war, the destruction of Damascus. Damascus is in the Bible, and it's going to be destroyed. We're going to talk about that in the future, too. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. See you tomorrow, 1360KHNC.com, AM Radio. Talk to you tomorrow.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! 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 Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Free.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort